and girls, if you would sit up for a little time this morning, we come to a new part in the life of the children of Israel. We're still in the book of Samuel, of course, but from this point on, there is going to be something very different in the life of the children of Israel. From this point onwards, the children of Israel are going to be ruled over by kings. You remember up to this point that the people who really ruled in the land of Israel were called judges. But from this point onwards, the Bible is going to tell us about how God then set up kings to be over them. And of course, that greatest king of all in the land of Israel, the man who was called King David. And that's still to come about, of course. But for this time, let me tell you what happened and how the kings in Israel came to be. Samuel had two sons. Now, Samuel's two sons were judges in the land of Israel, but the Bible tells us that they weren't really good men. And in fact, they did many, many evil things against the people and against God himself. Samuel was growing very old, and so the people came to Samuel and they said, "Now that you're getting very old, we want you to make a king to reign over us, just like all the nations have kings, because of course your sons are very bad and they treat us very badly." Samuel wasn't really very pleased when the children of Israel asked for a king to rule over them, like all the nations. And in fact, when he went to God and prayed to God before him with regards to that, God himself wasn't pleased with the children of Israel and what they were asking. Because, of course, you see, the great king of the children of Israel was to be God himself. And now when the children of Israel were asking for a king, like all the heathen nations round about them had kings, then God saw indeed that the children of Israel maybe were departing from their love to him. However, he said to Samuel, "You appoint them a king to reign over them, but tell them that I am not well pleased with the thing that they have asked for." Now then, the very first king in the land of Israel was a man called King Saul. And this is how Saul came to be the first king of the children of Israel. He had a father whose name was Kish. Kish was a very rich man. He had many, many fields. He had many cattle, many animals, asses and donkeys and oxen, all the different animals that he had. One day, some of these animals went missing. And so Kish said to his son Saul, he said, "You take a servant and you go away and find those missing animals." So Saul went off with the servant of his father, and they trudged for many, many days over the hills, down into the valleys, over the rivers, into the woods. They couldn't find those asses, those animals, anywhere. Eventually, after some days, Saul said, "We better return to my father. My father's going to be worried about us. Not only has he lost his animals, he'll think he's lost his son and his servant as well." So they were just going to go back when the servant said, "Let's do one last thing. Let's go and visit the man of God who lives in the city along the road. Maybe he can help us. Maybe he can tell us something about these lost animals." That man of God, of course, was Samuel. And as soon as they came to the gates of the city, they were met by some young women, and they were making a feast for the next day. They said, "Samuel has told us to make a great feast because something great is going to happen." So Saul and the servant went to see Samuel. They told him who they were. Saul said, "I am the son of Kish, who is a Benjamite." Now, the tribe of Benjamin was the very smallest tribe out of all the tribes of the children of Israel. And as soon as Samuel heard Saul saying that he was of the tribe of Benjamin, he remembered what God had said to him. Because when God had spoken to Samuel, he said, "The first king that you're going to be appoint is a man who is going to come out of the tribe of Benjamin." And so his heart leapt within him. And in fact, he told Saul that he was going to be the king. Saul couldn't believe it, but Samuel said, "You wait till the next day. Wait till we have this great feast, which I have prepared because God spoke to me in the way that he did. And then I'll tell you and show you how God is going to make you the first king of the children of Israel." the next day the feast came, of course. They ate the meal, and then Saul and his servant were going to leave. Samuel went out to the gate of the city with them. And just as they were at the gate of the city, he said to the servant, "You go ahead, because there is something that I must say to Saul, something that I must do with Saul, your master." And so he spoke to him again, and he said, "Saul, you're to be the first king of the children of Israel." And he took some oil. Now, this might seem strange to us. And he poured the oil over his head. That's what's called anointing. And in Israel of old, when anyone became a priest or a prophet sometimes, and now that this man was becoming a king, he was being anointed to be the king. And so he promised that God would be with him in spite of everything, and that God would use him to the praise of his name. Then he told him three strange things. He said, "Now, Saul, this will prove to you that I have spoken God's word to you, and that God wants you to be the king of Israel. On your way home, three things are going to happen. At the place called Zelza, you're going to meet some men who have found the lost animals, and they'll give them to you. At Bethel, there are going to be three men, and they'll step out, and they'll give you two loaves of bread. And then when you come to the fortress of the Philistines, there you're going to be met by the priests, and they're going to speak to you, and they're going to tell you things from God." Three things. And as Saul and his servant went along the road, they came to Zelzah, and there men came out with the animals that had been missing for all that time. At Bethel, some men, three men, stepped out with two loaves of bread and gave those loaves of bread to them. And then when they came to the fort of the Philistines, there they were met by those other servants of God who also spoke God's word. So God, you see, had spoken to Samuel. He said, "The people shall have a king. The first king shall be Saul. You will find him. He will come to you. You will show him that this is my word that I have spoken. You will prove it to him." So the first king who comes on the scene in the land of Israel is called Saul. Remember that? King Saul. And then all the things that happen with Saul. And then it comes to King David himself. You see, of course, boys and girls, one of the great titles that's given to our Lord Jesus Christ is King. Isn't he called the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Remember what I said, that in the land of Israel, three different kind of people were anointed. The prophets who spoke from God, the priests who went to God for the people, and the king who ruled over the people in the name of God. And Jesus Christ in the Bible, boys and girls, is called prophet and priest and king, because he speaks to us from God. He is in the presence of God for us now. And of course, he is to reign and rule in our hearts. And our prayer is that Christ will indeed be the king of your heart, the king of your life, the one who will reign and rule in your life forevermore. So the kings have now come in the scene. The first king, King Saul. They remember the one who is called the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that is our Lord Jesus Christ himself.